With improving healthcare and diet, we are having longer life expectancies. However, this can lead to certain problems such as an aging population. In The Old Fools, British poet Phib Larkin uses shocking language to address concerns about aging. Most developed countries are dealing with this issue. In Japan, the life expectancy went from 68 years in 1960 to 84 years in 2016. Associated with decreasing fertility rate, the shrinking of the working age population is a rising central issue. Furthermore, I will talk about a Japanese cosmetic brand, SK-II, which embraces natural beauty. Its iconic facial treatment essence, known as Miracle Water, allegedly smooths fine lines and wrinkles and boosts radiance. The Japanese are overcome by erythrophobia, the fear of wrinkles. The cosmetic industry has been surging over the years. People are willing to spend a fortune on cosmetic surgeries and makeup to hide signs of aging. No one seems willing to face the natural process. The title of Larkin's 1973 poem, The Old Fools, evokes disgust and pity. He uses nouns to describe the old fools as less human than they once were. Frustrated, he says, their looks show that they're fraught. Ash hair, toad hands, prune face dried into lines. How can I ignore it? He links physical appearance to condemnation. Both ash and prune are end products. Toads have a bad reputation for being immobile and expressionless. The phrase ash hair may refer to ashes, dust to dust, so that everything that once had life will come to an end. Ash also hints at death by evoking the end product of combustion. Prune face is a metaphor describing wrinkles of aging. Larkin poses the question, how can they ignore it? Ignore signifies the refusal to acknowledge the situation. He doesn't understand how they can ignore these intimations of death. By contrast, in Japan, the SK-II beauty campaign has introduced its groundbreaking Bare Skin project. Celebrities use the miracle water to reveal their bare, glabrous skin on camera. Untouched photos reveal their flawless complexions. Incredibly, they are not wearing any makeup at all. A customer base is formed to ensure brand loyalty. Natural beauty is the goal. Clear skin is associated with youth and good health. You don't look your age is the compliment one is dying to get. Nowadays, people feel naked without makeup. Advertisements create unusual visual stimuli for the customer. Shedding thick layers of foundation and heavy eyelashes reveal natural beauty. The woman in the SK-II advertisement wears no makeup and shows astonishing natural beauty. Soft light slightly bounces off her cheeks and reveals smooth, luminescent skin. Her eyebrows are slender and her lips are blossom soft. Midnight black hair plunges over her shoulders. She places one hand on her shoulder and curses the SK-II essence close to her face. Her crystal clear skin becomes inseparable from this beauty product. Her hands are flawless and her fingers are slender. Her unpolished nails appear glazed and well kept. Her hands show no evidence of doing housework or chores. Glancing away from the camera, her smile suggests an enigmatic satisfaction. Everything in her life appears to go exactly the way she wants. People start to wonder, what is she thinking? She holds with great pleasure a bottle. That the product makes one so incredibly beautiful starts to take root in people's minds. Her only piece of jewelry is a silver necklace which matches the silver top of the bottle. Her bare shoulders cast a sexual allure. The red background evokes passionate love that most women want to experience. The 100-petaled velvety flower represents daintiness. Customers believe that if they use this product, they will become as beautiful as her and will soon find their true love. Imagery is often used in advertisement and poetry. The photographer uses pictures to show the image, whereas the poet uses words to create the image. Both the imagery of the advertisement and Larkin's poem are simple and stark. The common purpose is to impress people's minds. In the case of the advertisement, the 100-petaled velvety flower represents delicate woman. and the old fools to bring to bloom the million-petaled flower of being here, suggests that experience, existence is a million-petaled flower. When a flower first buds, it is closely packed together. It has the potential to achieve anything in life. Gradually, the flower opens and petals start to stretch. Eventually, the flower wilts, the petals shrink and finally fall out. This is like the process of life. Existence is already a miracle. However, everything will one day go back to oblivion. Change your skin's destiny, and now for the next 10, 20, 30 years, is the slogan for the SK2 Beauty product. Customers are encouraged to look ahead. Their skin will remain beautiful even after 30 years if they continue using the product. The juxtaposition of the skin product and the idea of changing destiny is subtly shocking. Destiny is usually predetermined and requires enormous effort to change. In order to change one's destiny, one needs to make a choice. The choice in this case is simply to buy the SK2 essence. In The Old Fools, Larkin criticizes people who cannot take care of themselves. It's more growing up when your mouth hangs open and drools, and you keep on pissing yourself and can't remember who called this morning. Larkin uses coarse and shocking language to refer to aging. Pissing yourself attacks the euphemistic term, medical term, incontinence. Dementia, incontinence, and drooling reflect overripeness and decay, and the inversion of childhood. I think he means that no one wants to end up like this. Whether in Japan or Britain, adult children take care of aging parents. What about aged people who have no dependents? Globalization has resulted in children being all over the world. Old age is meant to be the time for relaxation after prolonged dedication to a career. However, could a sudden loss of routine after retirement also be a problem? After retirement, loneliness creeps in. Some might feel overwhelmed by isolation and suffer from depression. In the third stanza of Larkin's poem, crouching below extinction's alp, the old fools, never perceiving how near it is. Crouching connotates a bent-over position of the elderly and the exhaustion of someone who cannot climb any higher. The old fools are mountain climbers, almost reaching the peak of extinction. They are breathing in cold, thin air while leaving their fond memories behind. The old fools cannot perceive how near extinction's alp is because they can't notice how close the peak of nothingness is. Only ones that are at the bottom of the mountain can notice how much they have to go and how close the old fools are to the end. While getting older, extinction's alp could be both caused by mental health and as well as physical health. With weakening immune systems, the elderly become more vulnerable to various illnesses. Deteriorating health involves lack of mobility and indebtedness from huge healthcare bills, as Larkin says in the poem, money. And however you bank, you screw. The money you save won't in the end buy you more than a shave. Larkin is looking back at his life, regretting not having done anything with his money. He believes in enjoying the money when you were still young. Otherwise, inflation will get in the way. Besides, does anyone want to spend the money they so assiduously saved on tubes and needles just to live another day or two? In 1960, people in Japan were afraid of dying before even reaching retirement age, as it means all their hard work has gone to ashes. Now, the fear of aging has become the major issue. People are afraid to be alive after spending all their money, but no one can guarantee when we will die. Why aren't they screaming? Larkin poses the question in The Old Fools. I think the answer is given by the old people in Japan. They're not screaming because they're contemplating life. Some others might be too busy and don't have the time to scream. Larkin suggested, perhaps being old people are having lots of rooms in your head and people in them acting. That's nice when you still have people to think of. However, due to dementia, the rooms become empty. It's scarier when one can't even remember one's loved ones and even who one is. The old people may seem to be daydreaming and watching light move, but we want to know the answer. Both Larkin's poem and the SK2 advertisement campaign focus on the personal aspect of aging. However, they have very different approaches. Lacan's vulgar expressions emphasize the physical disintegration associated with aging. He is preoccupied with our unstoppable progress towards death. Lacan is full of amazement and wonder. He asks, "Why aren't they screaming?" Meaning, how is it possible that all fools don't notice? This rhetorical question gets people thinking and provokes fear and wonder of aging. By contrast, the advertisement campaign combats the fear of aging. It says if we maintain our physical appearance, we can avoid aging and don't have to worry about it. Therefore, it's pointless to scream.